like us. We are very open for fellowship. We are not here just listening to a message. The Lord's message has spoken to us, but feel free.
I had a question about the seven spirits of God. Like, because we talked about the Holy Spirit, right? What are the seven spirits? So the question was, like, we generally, when we talk about the Spirit, we talk about the Holy Spirit. But here we always see in the book of Revelations many times, it says that he who has the seven spirits of God. So I wanted to understand more about the seven spirits of God.
Why is it called Spirit? A lot of people explained that the seven spirits means the sevenfold intensified spirit. But then if you understand it that way, what about the seven golden lampstands? Why don't you then interpret it as the seven intensified lampstand? Doesn't make sense. Number seven in the book of Revelation, and even in the whole Bible, has significance. For example, right away in the first chapter in Genesis, you have 7 days. Right in the very beginning, in 7 days, in 6 plus 1, God completed his work. So number seven always signifies the complete work of God. Yeah. So you have number seven specially brought out through the seven churches, that shows the complete condition of all the churches there. Of the churches. You have seven seals showing us the complete judgment of God in this world. And the seventh seal brought us to the seven trumpets, right, which again showed us the more detailed judgment of God. And then you have the seventh trumpet that brought forth the seven bowls, which is the final judgment upon the kingdom of the beast. And that complete God's work, God's judgment. So seven spirits shows us that God sent his spirit throughout the whole world to do his work. Right. It is not that the spirit needs to be intensified now. Do you think the Holy Spirit needs to be intensified? When God poured out the Holy Spirit in the day of Pentecost, he was so powerful. Right? It was like fire, and the place was filled with the Holy Spirit. And you can see the power and the working of the Holy Spirit. How many got saved in one day? 3 or 5? Right. Yeah, first. Okay. So many got saved, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. So wonderful. So number seven shows us that God's work is through the Holy Spirit and it will be completed. The Holy Spirit is right there to complete the work of God. So we are not just receiving the Holy Spirit to have life within us. But remember, the seven golden lampstands must be filled with what? With a golden oil. Fill doesn't mean that, wow, you got 20 gallons right away. Because we don't have that capacity. And we don't need that much. And remember, It's the matter of life. It's a matter of life. This is why, when you're born, right now you're about, what, 15, 16 years old? How long did it take for you to be so big? 16 years. It takes time. It takes time. Right? No plans grow overnight, like Jack and a beanstalk. Have you ever read that? Oh, what happened? Overnight, it shoot up. And that's only a fairy tale. Right? But everything that grows, grows slowly. Don't think, oh, the Holy Spirit is working so slow. No, it's a matter of life. You cannot change overnight. But like our brother shared, if it is life, you see the changes. Slowly but surely. But if no change after 25 years of your Christian life, you still remain the same, then you're spiritually dead. Physically alive, but spiritually you're dead. And it is really bad if we are dead. So, you have the seven spirits of God, meaning to say is that the Spirit of God is sent out to do and finish God's work. Yeah. This is why you have got the Father who sent the Son and after the Lord finish the redemptive work. Then, the day of Pentecost, he sent down, poured out the Holy Spirit. So, the seven spirits signifies that the Spirit of God is sent out and is well capable to accomplish God's work. Even the seven eyes of the Lord, the seven horns of the Lamb. It doesn't mean that it's a sevenfold, but that the power of this resurrected Christ and ascended Christ is complete. Yeah, it's complete. Right. A wonderful Christ that can accomplish God's plan and purpose, and his judgment will finally bring forth the holy city, New Jerusalem. Right. So, it doesn't mean that it's sevenfold intensified. I think a lot of people who interpreted the Bible says it's sevenfold intensified. No, but it's seven spirits, just enough and just right to fill up the seven golden lampstands. Right? It'll never be lacking. But remember, the golden lampstand needs the Spirit to shine. Without the Spirit, you cannot do anything for God. And whatever you have done without the Spirit will not count. We are very capable to do any earthly things, but none of us are capable to do God's work without the Holy Spirit. For sure. Absolutely sure. That doesn't mean you cannot do anything. Look at all the Christian works today. Mega work. So big. The bigger you are, they think that it is God's work. It's the blessing of God. So to the church in Sardis, how many are walking with the Lord in white? Very many, right? Oh, there are many names among you that walk with me in white, no? Only a few. Are we one of the few? James? But I'm sure you desire to be one of the few, right? And all of us here desire to be a few. But people in the world always look at a big number. How many is the Lord choose in Chuncheon? 15. Oh, and how many Christians are there in Chuncheon? Oh, yes, it cannot be counted because there are so many. We only have 10 fingers. But why does the Lord only have a few who's willing to go on with him? Even the Lord, when he was on this earth, how many was people are following him? Thousands? At the very end, in the day of Pentecost, how many?
120.
And there are so many people who crowded him and like to hear him, sort of miracles. There are tens of thousands. There are quite a few. Right. But the Lord chose 12. It's not the number. It's not the number. So don't look at the number. We all want to gain as many as possible. Well, for the gospel, maybe. Yeah? But after people are saved, thousands, maybe over a billion genuine born-again Christians. That's quite a lot. But not too many ones to follow the Lamb. Many are called. Quite a few are chosen. No. Few are chosen. But even less are faithful. And the Lord even said, the way of life is very narrow. So few have found it. And a lot of people, they prefer the broad way. You know what a broad way is, right? It's crowded with people. But the way to life, the gate is narrow. And even the way is even narrower. And the closer you come to the goal, the narrower it becomes. A lot of people quit right in the middle of it. Yeah, I've seen so many people quit. Yeah. So this is the reality in God's word. The Lord already warned us, not many, not many. Right. The largest church in those days was a church in Jerusalem. There are myriads, tens of thousands. This is what Brother James told Paul when Paul went to Jerusalem. Paul, look, because Paul's work is not big. Perhaps the biggest church is in Corinth, but it also has the most problems. Right. Have you ever seen a lampstand that is so big? No. Right. So, we have to see this. It is that principle in the Bible. What about in the story of Gideon, right? From about 32,000, right, reduced to 300. Too many. The Lord says, too many. But we also say, we always say, not enough. Lord, if this is your way, if we are right and this is your will, how come there are so few? All right. Are you disappointed, George? Peter, are you disappointed? Oh, yeah, your heart was said, Lord, how come so few? Right. In New York, oh, Yen Shen will say, Lord, we are so few. Oh, they're very scriptural. very scriptural. Those who are standing with the Lamb on Mount Zion is 144,000. But you have to realize 144,000, if it is a real number, out of 1 billion, at least, of Christians today, I'm not talking about Roman Catholics, I'm not counting them. Right, but I'm just counting those that I'm positively sure they are born again Christians. The rest I don't know. But out of 1 billion, if 144,000 is a real number, how many percent is that? Who is a mathematician here? 0.00000, oh Lord! So are you sad? Yeah. So this is the reality. Salvation is very easy. You don't need to do anything. None of works. It's by grace. So that nobody can boast. Right. It's the gift of God. As many, and it's whosoever, but to be in the kingdom. To be for the golden lampstand. To walk with him in white. Not too many. Even from the very beginning, Enoch, the seventh of Adam's sons there. How many walked with God? One. And he walked with God for 3 days. 30 days. 300 years he walked with God. For us, after one day, I'm too tired. Lord, I want to take a week vacation. That shows that to walk with God is not easy. It's not once in a while you walk with God. You walk with God to be raptured. Everybody likes to be raptured, do you? Mm-hmm. How long did he walk with God? Goodness. Right. So today, praise the Lord, we can be filled with the Holy Spirit. Day by day. Right. In the book of Acts, you can see how they finished God's work. They were all filled many times, all the time, with the Holy Spirit. Constantly, not once for all, but constantly. Yeah. Otherwise, how could they really reach the goal and be a martyr, right? Without the Holy Spirit, like our brother mentioned, you cannot do anything. How can the golden lampstand shine without the oil? Is there any other way? Put gasoline in it. You will kill it. No, it's a fresh, living oil. And that's where the kingship and the priesthood, that vision there in Zechariah chapter 4 tells us there needs to be constant supply of the oil from the olive tree. Are you an olive tree? Do we have olive trees in the churches? That means today, all of us have to gain and buy oil. I think when we come to the book of Laodicea, the final epistle, the Lord tells them, buy gold, buy white garment, and buy oil. You want to make it to the wedding? What do you need? Oil. Not only oil in your lamps, but oil in your vessels. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. As Paul also says that, be not drunken with wine of the world, but be filled in spirit with the Holy Spirit. Yeah. We need to be filled with the Lord, but the Lord is the Spirit. This is why the seven eyes of the Lamb is also the seven spirits of God. And the seven spirits of God also there are the seven spirits before the throne of God. They're all interrelated. The Lamb of God, I mean the throne of God and of the Lamb. Where is the Holy Spirit? Flowing out of the throne like a river. Right. The Holy Spirit. We need the Spirit, not like the Pentecostal people, right? They're trying all speaking in tongues, no. Right. But it is the Spirit of life. Spirit of truth that gives light. We all need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled in spirit. Paul says, God whom I serve in my spirit. And many of us read Romans chapter 8. Right. The Holy Spirit. Like the brother read, the Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead, where is he? Dwells in us. To give life. To give life. So that's the seven spirits. Now that the Spirit needs to be intensified. Now you need to be intensified. To be strengthened. To grow. But the Holy Spirit doesn't need to be intensified. It's the Spirit of God Himself. It's God Himself. Right. Why seven? Because it is to achieve and accomplish God's plan and God's will, not for you to speak in tongues. Now, you don't need the Holy Spirit to speak in tongues. You already are speaking in tongues, right? You speak Chinese, you speak English, you speak, I don't know what else you speak, right?
Hmm?
But that's good enough, right? So why do we need to speak in with angels' tongue? What's for? Oh, you're going to have a conversation with the angels?
It doesn't help us.
It doesn't help you, no. Doesn't help us, no. So the Holy Spirit is not given to you so that you can speak with the angels. No, but you can be filled with His life, the Spirit of life, the Spirit of truth, and to make you holy, righteous, which is very important. Right? White means holy and pure and righteous. Not defiled. This is what it means to be in white. The bride is with white. The army is clothed with white. Our Lord Jesus Christ is clothed with white. This is why John says, if you want to be like Him, you should purify yourself as He is pure. You have to be righteous as He is righteous. And you have to walk as He walked. And Peter says to be holy as He is holy. In the book of Matthew, he says to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Right. Praise the Lord. And it's possible because the Lord is there, always giving us the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Yeah. The bountiful supply. Everything is done by His Spirit. Anything not done by His Spirit doesn't count. We can do a lot. Be careful. It's not how much you did or you have done. Lord, Lord, have we not done so many wonderful works in your name? Have we not been preaching in your name? Have we not even cast out demons in your name? They have done so many things. What if the Lord says, well done? The Lord says, you're done. You're done. I don't know you. Depart from me, you who work unrighteousness. So, these are warnings. These are warnings. Life is important. That's why it's even called the Book of Life. Right. Of course, if you're born again, your name is registered in the Book of Life. King James. I mean, James Wan. The Chinese last name means king. Well, that's a good name. One day you'll be called King James. But not today. You're right. But if we become dead, like those in Sardis, then in that period of millennial kingdom, the Lord cannot find your name, because your name in that Book of Life, in that part of the millennial kingdom, it is also a part of the eternal life. This is why Matthew chapter 25, to the sheep, the Lord says, entered into eternal life. Because the kingdom is part in the extension of the eternal life. But today, if we become dead, then we are disqualified. So in a day of graduation, if you don't pass, your name is not listed. Although you were registered to study at the university. But in graduation day, well, I was registered. How come my name didn't appear in graduation list? It's blotted out. But to make up for that millennial kingdom is a little bit harder. It only takes 4 years to graduate. Right. So you can see the Lord says, I do not know you. Even those five foolish virgins, they had to make up. That means they still have to go and buy oil. But when they bought the oil, it was not on time anymore. The door was closed. And they said, Lord, Lord, open to us. What did the Lord say? I do not know you. Meaning to say, let me see if George's name is in the Book of Life. What I mean is, if our name is blotted out, it's no joke. Yeah. Right. You'll be thrown into the outer darkness, beaten with many stripes. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You'll be hurt with a second death. There are many descriptions of what's going to happen. So, we need to take heed to the Word of God. Right. It is serious. It is serious. The Lord gave us these epistles not to scare us, but He wants us to make it. That's why He's calling us to repent. Now, there's still time to repent. But in that day, no more. It's over. But today, you still have time to repent. Amen. Right. So, let us turn back to the Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Right. Let us exercise to walk according to the Spirit. It's an exercise.
Yes.
Right? Even if you want to graduate, you need to work for it. Right? If you don't work for it, you're not going to graduate. Was it easy? No. No. Right. And if going to school and to graduate is not easy, how about serving the Lord? You think it's easy? You don't need training. Day by day, the Lord is training you. You won't graduate in 4 years. But you need to keep going. You cannot quit. None of the apostles quit. It's all the way to the end. Faithful to the end. Yeah. There's no graduation. So may the Lord have mercy on all of us.
Amen.
Take the word of God seriously. Yeah, amen.
Okay.
Let's have some more prayers and then we can have dessert. Again, I don't know if there's any dessert or not.
But I think we have been eating too much.
Yeah.
Lord, we want to take your word.
Amen.
Seriously.
Amen.
We want to have an ear to hear and a strong inner man to obey.
Check out the first video where we explored who Paul was, why he wrote this letter.
This living word every day.
Amen.
Help us. Supply us with the Holy Spirit every day.
Amen.
We want to be filled every day, more and more, with the golden oil.
Amen.
The bountiful supply of the Spirit.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Lord, that you gave us the Spirit of life.
Amen.
The Spirit of life is living in us.
Amen.
Lord, and you gave us and you swallowed up all the death.
Amen.
Lord, we don't want to go back to dwelling in death.
Amen.
Lord, make us so sensitive that we would not go into it, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, that we would really shine forth your life in us.
Amen.
Lord, that you would be lived out in all the saints and in the church.
Amen.
One point I forgot to like to tell you is that the Lord was really sovereign. The time a few years back, as we began to talk about the priesthood, in a very amazing way, there in Jerusalem, in the Temple Institute, at the same time they started a school for the priests. You remember? Right? I think we all remember that. And so they send out a call to all the descendants of Aaron. But one of the requirements is that, firstly, they have never visited a cemetery. Never touched death. And never have been to a hospital. Because there are so many dead people who died in a hospital. Right? Not touching dead. The death, any death, is a requirement for them to come and register into that priestly school. Right. So you should realize how serious it is, especially for the priesthood, not to touch death. And this is why they need the ashes of the red heifer. Because it's not just for sin, cleansing of sin, but particularly for death. For sin, the cleansing is very easy, but a precious blood. But for death, it takes 7 days. And it takes the ashes of the red heifer mingled with
living water. And you need to be separated in quarantine for 7 days. Then you can come back. Right? So that shows that death is more terrible and more defiling than sin. So this is just to show you how in the scriptures and in the eyes of God, death is so horrible. Right. More terrible than sin. Okay.